go, video game dudes! Talk to me!
Excellent!
This is Game Genie!
Frunkaloo!
The awesome video game enhancer for your Nintendo Entertainment System.
Attach it to most of your video games, like Double Dragon 2,
Super Mario Bros. 3.
And buckle up!
Cause you'll do what no video dude has done before.
You can go to any level.
Get unlimited lives!
Live forever!
Like a video zombie!
Excellent!
You'll jump totally higher!
Make your own effects!
And Game Genie gives you more firepower! Go for it, Doomster!
Excellent!
Go to any level, jump higher, stay bigger, live forever! Game Genie, the radical video game enhancer from Galoo.
I gotta read comics.
Wow. Oh yeah, that's
read
busy.
Comics between innings.
That's
and
a busy
softball.
Thing.
It's busy work.
I can't bring the comics in the outside. The air will get on them, damage their quality.
Oh, you don't do digital?
You think there's 7,500 other people collecting that same issue that's gonna make it work?
No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, I was joking. Yeah. Isn't there jokes? There.
No, don't hide behind your jokes.
Isn't it serious? Isn't it the 66 Batman that's all digital? Only?
No, they released
and
the
it's
paper
like
form for it too.
Ah, digital win.
No, the paper form has been released as well.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, we record a podcast.
We do. This is what we're doing?
We've been known
not
to.
Just getting drunk and yelling at each other?
That's why
No. That's what we do, but we call it a podcast.
Okay. All right.
That's why we're in this fucking basement that's hot as shit right now.
No, it's cooler than the upstairs, all right?
I know.
I'm sweating my life away.
My beer is sweating its life away. It's wet as shit.
That's condensation. We can learn science and shit down here, too.
We got a washing machine. We got a bench press.
We got
an oil tank.
We got an oil burner. We got a water heater.
All right, well, before you describe the rest of the things in your basement, welcome to the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. I am Corey Atwood.
I am Susie.
Who are you?
Susie.
Okay.
I don't know which name to go by.
I am Handsome Joe.
I'm Waffles.
And this is a very special episode of the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. Technically, episode 8, no, 17. Technically, episode 17. But this is actually our first premiere episode at our brand new home, BagelGames.com. Yay!
They paid top dollar for us. I don't want to brag, but it was seven figures.
I love bagels.
We signed a contract that got us on free agency.
Yeah, it's like a five-year deal.
We're as excited as Paul Pierce is to go to the Nets.
Oh, well, he's good. No, that's good. Probably good. Listen to the sports podcast, so I'll stop right there.
Sports reference, I'm going to go get some beer because I have no idea.
Yeah, of course you don't.
But if you want to hear the rest of our episodes, you can check us out on iTunes, or our old episodes are on BlastMagazine.com, except for the first couple, because we can only pay for a certain amount of hosting, and we're all very poor, so like I think our first three episodes...
Speak for yourself, partner.
You want to pay for the hosting cost?
Maybe
you
should. We get a hosting payer for...
No.
What?
How much more does it cost?
Let's discuss our financial situation.
$100 million. Dollars.
Either way, our first couple... either way, you won't be able to hear those. Unless we might be hosted now at our new site. I don't know. I'll have to figure that out.
Hmm.
But either way, we might have some new listeners now. So if you guys may or may not know, we always kick off the show with a game. And
it's true.
Roger's running the game this time around. Usually we try to make it topical.
On the spot.
But as we're kind of we're in the summer right now, there's kind of a lull unless you have steam.
In which case, you're the luckiest man on earth.
Yeah.
Right, high five, piece of gaming.
Yeah.
We'll get to that at the end.
PC gaming.
PC gaming I'm envious of right now because of Steam. But we'll get to that. But either way, we try to make it topical. And since we've just moved to our new website, we're going to just do a completely self-indulgent game. And this whole game is going to be about us, which we never do, but we know that you, the listeners, want to get to know us. So
of course.
You're going to do a trivia game about us, right?
Yes. And this should be relatively easy for everyone here. So usually when we play a trivia game, if you get it wrong, you have to drink. But this trivia game, if you get it right, you got to drink. But if you get it wrong, I have to drink. But you can't purposely get it wrong. All right, Francis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this is called Get to Know Your 8-Bit Peers.
Aww.
Is that that's short for 8-bit proofers.
Oh, well, thank you.
Which is the title of this podcast.
Acronyms 101. Thank you. Everybody knows
that. No problem. Dizzy Dog.
And, well, we drink a lot on this podcast. If you listen to some of our old episodes, you'll know that. Especially the Nintendo Power Hour episode.
That's the best episode.
I recommend going and listening to that. So, there has been blacking out.
Francis, he's talking titties. About you.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a sound bite.
Red meat and titties.
I'm pretty sure each of us don't remember certain portions of the podcast that we have done.
We all have our blackout episodes.
Yes. My cat smells delicious, even though I haven't given her.
I have at least three.
The moonshine episode, we call that.
Okay.
I don't black out, I fall asleep. I pass the fuck out. There's a difference.
Anyways, let's get this trivia game on the road.
Let's do this.
Okay, let's go.
So, Joseph, pick a number between 1 and 10.
6. Don't even have to
Francis,
think about
pick
it.
A number between 1 and 10.
6.
What the fuck?
Besides 6, Francis.
Number 4, Bobby Orr.
Corey?
1.
Okay, Joe was closest with 6. I was thinking of 8, so Joe goes first.
All right.
Joseph. Pick a number between...
There's a lot of number
picking. What's up with all the number pickings?
I don't like math.
Joseph, pick a number between 1, 2, 4. You can't pick 3 because 3 is you. Yeah.
4 then, obviously.
4.
Now divide that.
Now pick a number between 1 to 3.
Really?
What the fuck is going on?
Just pick a number.
2.
Okay.
It's an elaborate maze of numbers.
This 8-bit proofer prefers his comics in digital format.
That's Gory. I'm
drinking.
Wait. That's me too.
Yeah, that's this whole side of the table.
No, you're the one.
Francis, shut up.
One. Yes, sir.
Two bells.
That means there's more than two answers.
Francis.
For it, which is great.
Yes.
I think he turned me on to Comixology.
Pick either 1, 3, or 4.
Wait, are we keeping track here?
4.
4?
I'm winning.
Bobby Orr.
Okay. Everyone keep track of your own score.
I'll do it. Hold on. Let me write some letters here.
Okay.
What's my name? Okay.
Pick either between 1 to 3.
3.
This 8-bit proofers.
Can you read your own writing?
Oh. I got it now. This 8-bit proofer is the biggest DuckTales fan.
I'm going to have to go on a long reach and say Corey.
All right, now take a drink.
I love DuckTales.
I've been the answer for every question so far.
Pick a number between 1 to 3.
1.
1. Pick a number between 1 to 3.
The question is about you. You have to drink twice.
3.
3. This 8-bit proofer has been on a self-imposed video game pass for a year.
That would be you, Mr. Roger Waffles.
Drink.
Oh, wait. I gave myself the wrong bell. There we go. I was correct.
How long are you into it?
Joseph.
Go for it.
Wait. Let's give some context. You're on a self-imposed video game fast, right?
Correct.
You're going to go an entire year without buying video games?
May of 2014.
For no reason.
Why?
I've got things to do.
He's got comics to read.
Just lack of interest.
Batman.
Lack of interest.
Yeah.
Steam sales.
And you're on a fucking video game podcast.
Saints Row 4.
I'm here for moral support.
Just think about how cheap Saints Row 4 is going to be on Steam when it comes out.
Yeah, to put it in the PC.
When we do comic book stuff, you better be on your fucking
That's right.
That's all I got to say.
I'm here for you.
I want to know all about Jeff Johns,
Anyways,
director of...
Tell me about movies that are coming
out. Joseph.
Go.
I have 1 point.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Everyone's got 1 point.
Sorry. Joseph, pick either 1, 2, or 4. 2? 1 to 3.
2.
1 to 3. Pick between 1 through 3. Jesus Christ. This is
3?
This 8-bit proofer was the first to vomit in our Nintendo Power Hour episode.
Could be Francis.
Correct. Now drink.
Francis Susie.
Drink.
Thank you.
Do you remember what number that was on? What number in the hour you vomited
30.
On?
30.
It's going to be like halfway.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't very. It was like after the first Jack Daniels shot.
I think it was in the 30s. Yeah, because we did a hard shot.
It wasn't
shot
Jack
in the
Daniels.
Middle.
That was Glenfiddich. That was 18-year-old Glenfiddich.
Was it?
It was delicious.
It was.
You know what it was?
I don't do hard alcohol anymore.
It was the aged. yes.
That's
shit, why can't I think of it? What,
story of my life.
I don't know what it was.
It was some
Jameson.
Booze.
It was the aged Jameson. It was the expensive Jameson.
I'd like to point out that I was the only
Nintendo.
I was the only one that didn't puke that night.
Did you puke?
Bitched out.
He puked.
I
puked after the podcast.
I puked on my own. I put dip in my lip and I made myself puke.
I puked in like 55. I puked right to the end.
You came in weak at the end.
All right.
I know.
Francis.
Finally puked.
3-1.
Pick either.
Wow, he's ready for you.
I'm gonna give him that for being on the ball.
Extra point.
This 8-bit proofer has built the Skynet of game and computers.
Joe,
can I finish the question?
Can I finish?
No.
I finish?
Okay. Would you care to
elaborate
on this?
Give some context.
For 10 seconds.
I went buck wild. It built myself like the most amazing video game contraption ever created by a man.
Welcome to the
PC Master Race.
Yes.
Any good gear, place to be.
Any gear talk you want to drop on us in real quick?
Gear talk, if you're into that kind of thing.
I don't understand computers.
Sabertooth Z87 Asus motherboard, Intel 4770K overclocked to 4.5 gigahertz, two GTX 670, 4 gigabyte, 256 bits, overclocked running SLI, and a 3 terabyte hard drive.
You're boring, I don't know what
everybody.
Any of that means, but congratulations.
Plus
shut up and
take
my money.
Exactly.
So, it was Susie's last.
Shut up and take my Steam money.
My consoles make magic, and then the game appears
so
on the screen.
So it's Corey's turn.
Hey, they work. That's all I ask. I'm a knuckle-dragging game player. I just want to put my game in the game box and play my game.
I just want to
see
the Master Chief.
Corey, pick between 1 and 3.
3 and 2.
See, I like.
Now that we know how it works.
This 8-bit proofer has revealed a morbid curiosity and a certain sexual orientation on more than one occasion.
It's a very vague yet specific. Should I leave that ambiguous?
It's up to you.
I don't know if I should keep that one to myself or not.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah, I don't know if I want people knowing that. I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna abstain. I'm not gonna say you. You're pointing at yourself. I'm not gonna say you.
Rude.
No, I don't want people to know that.
I'm
about
gonna give
you
the point.
I don't even know about you.
For honor.
I don't even know if it's me. That's how bad it is. That's how bad my alcohol addiction is.
It was kind of a vague description.
It was
anyway.
Susie, okay?
What?
Anyways, hey. Joseph.
Hey.
69. 6 and 9.
That's not possible. Okay.
Yes!
That's curious.
I broke him into it.
This 8-bit proofer coined the term fruit boots to describe rollerblades. I didn't coin it.
Francis.
I didn't coin it.
Yeah, just for the record, he did not coin that phrase.
I just started using it because it's awesome.
Who coined it? My buddy at work, my old job.
No, I've heard that. I remember hearing that term when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard fruit boots for rollerblades until he said it.
I used to skate fruit boots in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I switched over to a skateboard about a year before I graduated.
What's that called?
Is it because of fruit boots? Is that
skateboard.
Why?
That may have played a role. I don't know.
Borden. All right. So that was Joe. Susie.
That was me.
Yes, sir.
Pick 1, 3, or 4.
1 and then 4.
No, Francis.
Okay, 4 then 1.
Okay. Forget it, Francis.
Look at my lights.
This 8-bit proofer sat on a lawnmower bearing his soul after dropping out of a Mario Kart tournament because of too much booze.
Was it just because of too much booze or because you couldn't play Mario Kart?
What's the answer, Francis?
Because nobody loved you? Was it because nobody
probably
cared?
nobody gave you a hug?
Yeah. Corey, your turn.
Just to be clear, that was definitely Roger on the lawnmower.
Somebody did love you.
Yeah.
Loved you enough to call everybody to come in and see you.
Yes.
I think it was like 50% booze, 50% fuck you, you beat me at Mario Kart.
That was a disturbing loss. Kid was way too good at Mario Kart.
It happens. Some people have a lot of time.
Yeah,
the kid
was full of himself.
Fuck him.
I agree. Numbers. 1 and 1.
This 8-bit proofer owns 2 copies of Battle Royale and refuses to acknowledge Hunger Games as a credible movie or book.
All right, well, that's you.
Yes, that is.
And I did not know you owned 2 copies, but you gave it away with your Hunger Games disdain. So I appreciate that.
I do own 2 copies because when I lived in Norwood, that kid that lived with me and the other kid...
Yeah, that was descriptive.
Like, walked into my bedroom and took 1 copy of Battle Royale, and it was gone, and I was like, where'd it go? And I was just like, and I ordered it on Amazon, and then all of a sudden it showed up again, and I was like, now I have two.
Pete? Was that Pete that stole Battle Royale?
If you want to drop names, yeah, it was.
And just came back in.
He's probably
dead now, just for the record.
Pete the Stone of Dave Matthews clone.
Okay.
With a horrible Sublime tattoo.
So, Joseph.
Yes, go ahead,
sir. You're going to pick either 2 or 4.
69.
Okay. This 8-bit proofer recently went on a fighting game binge after watching
a binge.
After watching what? What are the hours of Evo 2013?
What is Evo 2013?
It's a fighting game tournament.
Yeah, it's a huge fighting game tournament over in
California.
They play
Street Fighter 4, Kings of Fighting, King of Fighters,
Mortal Kombat,
Street Fighter 4, Mortal Kombat, Injustice, Marvel vs. Capcom, Ultimate 3. Super Smash Bros., which is lame.
Sounds like a lot of people with a lot of button mashing.
A lot of people disagree.
A lot of people from the West Coast and Asia.
I bet my little sister could beat all of them because she's a button masher.
No, there's not much button mashing. They're pretty intense.
Yeah, there's no button mashing.
Any game that heavily involves button mashing usually doesn't make it into the Evo trials. Like, they're very specific. Like, the MVC3 book is like fucking...
Yep.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm holding my fingers up to signify that's very thick.
Watch Chris G versus Jason Wong.
All right, Roger's getting bored.
Francis, pick some numbers.
1 and 1.
Okay.
Heineken burp.
Is that too this 8-bit proofer has a knack.
It's me.
For public urination. Yeah. Rumor has it the waters of Venice contained the urine of this 8-bit proofer.
Well, I gave it away, Corey.
That was what gave it away?
That is no rumor. I did that shit.
Karen,
and the Italian police are still looking for some elaboration?
Yeah, all right, it was our second to last night there, and my wife was feeling kind of sick, and she went to sleep early, and I was like laying in the hotel room, and I drank like, they had like 40-ounce beers for like a buck.
A buck?
Well, it was like...
A euro or a buck?
It was like 2 euros or something like that. So
like
I drank
that's like
that.
$20.
Yeah, that's like $15.
So I drank that.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
And then I went downstairs, and there was like a chick out back. Our hotel was like right on the main canal.
Tell me more.
Am I boring you?
No, tell me about the chick.
Oh, no, she was not hot.
Oh. Okay. Well, then why are you bringing
But she
her
could
hot?
Sing.
She was Italian.
She was doing like 80s homages with... homages?
Homage.
Homage.
It's homage.
Drink. I blame the drink. She was doing that, so I was into that, and I got a hotel beer, which was fucking like 7 euro. So
shut up and take my money.
After that, I went outside to the liquor store, and I did not want this party to end. So I got another 40 ounce, and I was just like hanging out over the canal and drinking and watching the tourists and shit. And after I finished that, I was like, oh, man, I got to piss. I got to go back to the hotel. Do you know what would be a funny story? If I just pissed in a canal. So like I wandered through the streets of Venice, and fucking people are everywhere in Venice.
Yeah.
So like it took me forever to find like an area where nobody was. And I just like leaned against the side of this building and...
You just went to Hago and pretended like you didn't know it was a nude beach. This isn't a nude beach.
There was no beach in sight.
Can't stop it now.
But we were like right on the main canal.
At a nude beach.
Hey.
Yeah, is that a thing at a nude beach?
If you're naked,
people just dig holes in the sand and just urinate in front of people. Like, oh, my cock's out already.
Yeah, but your dick is out already. What
Wait,
could you do?
So that's just one more step for you. Like, my dick's out. I might as well push stuff out of it.
Yeah, what the hell?
Might as well go whole 9 yards.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
All right,
I'm talking
so
about.
Mental note, no nude beach with Joe.
Okay.
I'll pee on you.
I don't care. Corey, you get the last
I'll
question.
Piss right on your feet.
I need more beer. We got to finish this game.
This 8-bit proofer would be the go-to 8-bit proofer during a zombie outbreak because of his arsenal.
That would be Joseph.
What Correct. Do you mean?
He has amassed a substantial
Wait.
Gun collection.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that? That was Corey. Yeah.
I get the point.
So what's the scores, Francis?
It's not substantial anymore.
For some reason, Joe only has 3. I'm not sure
I've
why.
Got all of, we
Joe,
all got the same amount. Right,
Joe has 4.
We all have 4.
Okay, tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
My Wait, beard is amassed. Right.
Who put the bomb-shee-bomb in the Bam-a-mail and ding-dong?
Leonard Nimoy.
Oh,
correct.
Shebang. Right.
Francis wins.
All right. Yay, Francis.
You didn't say cock before you did it. You didn't say cock, General Knox.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me.
Who put the bomb in the bomb? Shabomb, shabomb. Who put the ram in the ram? A lamb, a ding dong.
G.I. Joe, go. Drink every time you get one wrong.
I was
now, drink everyone, no, no, drink no. every time you
as
get
soon
one.
As someone gets one wrong, we're going to go around until one person's left. Ready? G.I. Joe drinking game. Go, Susie.
Storm Shadow.
Flint.
Roadblock. Duke. Snake Eyes.
Storm Shadow.
White Shadow.
You already said Storm Shadow.
Fuck,
you're
fuck,
out,
fuck.
You're out. Yes.
I had a million fucking G.I. Joe. When I said it, I knew he'd
you're
say something.
Out.
Fuck, I can't believe I'm out that quick. Go.
I said White Shadow.
There's no White Shadow.
Not a White Shadow drink. Lady Jane.
No, you're wrong, too. It's Lady J.
Cobra Commander.
My youth has failed me.
Susie won.
Are you sure it's Lady J?
I a win positive again. It's Lady J.
I always win. Hold on, Francis. Hold that.
Oh, well, that didn't mean to loop. Let's get to today's topic before we keep going on tangents.
Yes.
And today's topic is the lost art of the cheat code. We all grew up with cheat codes. We grew up in the 80s and 90s playing video games, so cheat codes were like... pretty much the only reason to use the internet aside from pornography.
The only reason to go to the library.
Yeah, exactly. I just I wanted to see Jennifer Aniston's ass, and I wanted to know how to do a fatality in Mortal Kombat 2. Those are like the only reasons I went to the library.
I wanted to see Tiffany Amber Thiessen's boobies.
Ooh,
this generation.
Yes.
And I wanted to know how to do Reptile's acid spit fatality.
Oh, fuck. I used to know how to do that.
Who didn't know how to do every Mortal Kombat 2 fatality? I did.
I had like three characters that I knew cold from Mortal Kombat
yes,
2.
But it's gone now.
Scorpion's
fire was four down forward, high punch.
All right, well, hold on. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Shit's hitting crazy.
All right, so.
Maybe.
Hey, wait.
That could be
in
wrong.
Context, this generation, you'd call this DLC.
Or microtransactions.
We will get to that, too. We'll get to that at the end.
I don't understand.
But, all right, so why they existed? Do you guys know why they initially existed?
Cheat codes?
Testing.
Yes. Yes, exactly. For playtesting. Like, people would have to playtest the games fucking over and over and over again. So they'd put, like, debug menus, which were awesome when you found a debug menu. So people could, like, play the 9th level 100 times or the 8th level 100 times without having to go through the entire game.
If you played PC games, they had a console. So you hit the tilde button and the console would drop down. You can enter whatever you wanted in there.
Yes, exactly. And,
so,
like,
the that sort of thing.
Thank you, Francis.
Knowledge.
For PCs.
All right, does anybody know what the very first, this is as far as the internet was concerned, I did a bunch of research today, the very first game with a cheat code, not an Easter egg, because that was Adventure, but the very first cheat code in a video game, and no, it's not the Konami code.
Why isn't it?
We'll get to the Konami code, of course.
Give us a system.
The ZX Spectrum.
What
the fuck is that?
The ZX Spectrum?
I asked you a question.
Yeah.
Early days, pre Famicom.
Is it like the one with like
or same
this,
time
like,
as Famicom,
the massive
actually.
Mainframe, and they're playing like space.
No,
give us the name of the game.
It was Manic Miner.
What was the cheat code?
The cheat code was if the developer was Matthew Smith, and if you put in his driver's license number, it enabled the debug menu.
He gave everyone his driver's license number. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It does sound like a very bad idea, but that was the very first cheat code. Was
6031769.
Yeah, see? There we go.
Mr. Google
over
here.
Find Matt Smith right now.
It it brought down a debug menu, I think.
Ah, debug menus are the bomb.
All right, so we'll move through console by console throughout our generation. And, of course, we're going to start with the most famous cheat code that we grew up with. What is it?
IDKFA.
The Mortal Kombat blood code.
No,
Francis,
come on.
Don't be stupid. We're professionals here. We may be drinking, but we're professionals.
All right, Joe, what is the code I'm talking about?
Konami code. Everybody knows
yes,
that.
Correct.
Ain't nobody got time for the imposters.
All right, and that Konami code is?
Up, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select, start.
Yes, correct.
Every motherfucker and their mother knows that
shit. I thought it was up, down, down. Was that
is that what he said?
Or is that super conscious?
Up, up, down. I've been drinking, Francis.
No, it's up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, B, A, start. That's what, well.
It used to be different, though. It used to be B, A, start. Then it became B, A, B, A, select, start.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is there was a lot of different iterations of it. What I knew it as and what still works.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
What I did was B, A, B, A, select, start. And that would work. That would work on Contra and get the 30 lives. But does anyone know the very first Konami game to have the Konami code?
I want to say
Ninja Turtles.
Contra was
incorrect.
The first.
No, it wasn't Contra. There's one before Contra.
Castlevania.
That one had it, but it was before Castlevania. The Castlevania series had a bunch
really?
Of those games had Konami code. Yeah.
So wait, Konami uses this code for more than one games?
Yeah,
it's the Konami code. Yeah.
It's the Konami code.
1983.
Oh. That game.
Spaceship.
Yeah.
Crystal Invader.
Gradius,
yes. Correct.
I was about to say that. I had it on the tip of my tongue.
You've never played Gradius your entire life.
Correct.
Gradius had it first. Definitely made famous by Contra, though, with the 30 lives. There's a shit ton of Konami games that use the Konami code. Black Muse. Anybody play that for the 360?
Nope.
Didn't Bioshock Infinite just make use of the Konami code?
They made a reference to it. I can't remember what it was,
though. If you put the Konami code at the start menu, you would get
hardcore 1999 mode.
Like, automatically.
You get 1999 mode. Yeah, you're right.
What was the significance of 1999?
It was difficult as fuck, I heard.
No, but what was the 1999? What was the significance of that?
Well, I don't know. The date?
Because games back in that day were made to be difficult.
Maybe
like
that's what it was.
Play Rainbow Six.
Late 90s.
The original.
So. No one plays Rainbow Six, Francis.
I did.
Yeah.
Rainbow
you
Six
and who
shit.
Else?
A lot of other people, just because they're not
Martin
you,
Schubert,
doesn't mean they don't
who.
Play them.
You remember being bad, yeah.
All right,
what?
So.
What did you say, Francis?
I'm screaming with you.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. Gradius, Contra, Black Muse, which no one knows of. Castlevania series. Anyone know the first Castlevania game to use it?
Simon's Quest.
Nope.
Fuck you. Dracula's Curse.
Kid Dracula.
What the hell is that?
That's what I found anyway. According to according to Wikipedia, it was Kid Dracula for the Game Boy. And if you put in the Konami code, all you got was a message that flashed up that says, sorry, this won't work. That was all you got. Well,
obviously, it worked then.
Well, that you got like a little Easter egg, I guess. But a bunch of the Castlevania games did use them. I didn't know that Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, used it. I
guess so. If you went to the arcade, put in a quarter into the thing, it would...
I don't know about in the arcade cabinet, but in Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, you could... And Ninja Turtles 3, Project Manhattan, you could get like 99 lives.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And,
I used it a couple times.
Infinite
I have the
continues.
Arcade game on NES. Upstairs.
Yeah, definitely. Fantastic.
I do.
You definitely do.
I don't know why that was my response.
I don't know.
I can put the Konami code at the start menu for that game, and things will happen.
And yeah, I think you get 99 lives.
99 lives.
But
a bitch ain't one.
But a turtle ain't one. April O'Neil, you got nothing.
Oh.
Red-haired, yellow suit-wearing motherfucker.
A bunch of the DDR games use it. Batman Returns on Game Boy uses it. A bunch of the Metal Gear games use it, actually. It's Revengeance uses it. Substance has an iteration of it. Snake Eater has an iteration of it.
I never used it in any of those games.
Neither did I. I had no idea.
Revengeance? What the fuck? Is that the sword-fighting one?
Hey.
Yes.
Don't knock it till you try
sword-fighting.
God of Snake Eater.
Does it use a sword?
A snored, yeah.
Snored. You snored your way through it. It wasn't terrible.
That's terrible. It's good.
Can anyone name a non-Konami code that uses a Konami game? Or Konami code, what?
Oh, a non-Konami game that uses
a non-Konami game that where there's an appearance of...
Yeah, Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, yes, there you go. Yeah. You are correct.
He was primed for that one.
Quake 4 has a Konami code.
Oh, yeah.
Completes all objectives. Oh, yeah, you said that like you
knew
that.
Oh, yeah,
I did.
Did you play Quake 4?
I had Quake 4.
Rebel Assault uses it. Retro City Rampage, of course, uses it.
I Wikipedia'd that just for what a podcast.
I did, yeah. Fuck you. Someone had to do some research.
Oh, I'm talking about Roger.
Okay.
Somebody's got a guilty conscience, huh?
Yeah,
relax,
I do.
Guy. Sure.
And there's an appearance of in Wreck-It Ralph where, what's his name? The King Candy is like typing into the mainframe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He uses the Konami
code. I remember that, to get in to take that girl's memories away.
Right, to erase the glitch or whatever he's doing.
Yeah. She wasn't a glitch. He made her a glitch.
Correct. Spoilers.
I'm the only one that
didn't see
it.
If you haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph yet.
I didn't see it.
Tough Cooks.
It's a good game. It's a good movie.
I just Red Dead
I'm going to wreck it.
I've been Red Dead my whole life.
All right. Anybody else remember any other NES cheat codes that they used to use?
NES?
I got a couple here, but we're talking NES, original NES.
What
was that?
Mega Man.
Was that a burp?
Yeah, I was burping.
That
sorry.
Was fucking scary.
I'm sorry.
Mega Man had those weird like buttons you had to press. Like
Mega Man had the password.
Yeah, Mega Man
had
the
weird
passwords.
Like crossword puzzle.
You get infinite like energy.
Mega Man was like ahead of its time for the passwords.
No, Mega Man after every level you would get a password like a thingy. It was like a tic tac toe board.
Yeah,
and you're like AX12X5RZ boo.
And Mega Man 3.
Boo? Was that the last one?
Boo, yeah.
And Mega Man 3, if you put in a certain like passcode, you get like 9 energy cans. And you could it'll help you a lot. And also, if you hold down the select button on the second controller, you would jump super high and out of pits. So you could do the magnet level and just jump out of the pits. It was weird.
Could you jump out of stinky pits?
So you'd have to hold two controllers
sloppy
at the same
pits.
Time?
I did not know that.
Yeah, if you hold down select on the second controller.
How do you
controller,
do that?
You have you get a little sister and have her hold down select.
Yeah, you sit there on the living room floor and
you put your toe on.
So you get a second person,
or you put your toe on it.
Yeah, with your tube socks, you just reach over and hit that select button.
I got you with the stripes, with the colored stripes on the top.
With your tube socks in the middle of summer.
All right, anybody remember the code from Legend of Zelda, the original Legend of Zelda?
Yeah, Zelda.
It was the password for Zelda. Yeah,
Zelda's name.
Right.
Everybody know that.
Start the Master Quest.
What did that give you?
That got you, if you beat the game, you got like a second quest, and if you just put your name as Zelda, you automatically jump to that second quest.
The first new game plus ever.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, anybody remember that code?
Beast.
No,
that was
the
final.
That was Evander Holyfield Real Deal Boxing.
I know.
I don't remember the numbers, but it got you straight to Tyson.
Yeah,
it was.
I remember there's a password.
It was like 007 something something.
That was like the same thing as the Mega Man password. It's like every fight you got a new password.
It was Mike Tyson's phone number.
You just made that up. It sounds right. It's
looking in my eyes and telling me if I made it up.
Was it really Mike Tyson's phone number?
No, it was not.
Mike Tyson's phone number was 007-373-5963.
It was not.
How do you know?
Because I knew
Did
Mike Tyson.
Call?
He called that motherfucker.
Okay, never mind then.
No, you got the passwords in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out after every, like, three or four fights.
I can't
after
remember.
Every championship belt, you would get a passcode. And then you'd watch the dude ride the bike while Little Mac was chasing him.
Do you remember the Metroid code?
Samus Aran.
Was that the... The code itself was a numerical code, but you could play through the whole thing as her out of armor.
Sexy really?
Samus. Yeah. Yeah, sexy Samus.
Sexy 8-bit Samus.
Samus in the bikini.
Or 16-bit Samus.
Samus Keen.
And I actually didn't know this, the Super Mario Brothers code. Anybody remember that?
No, I don't.
If you held down A and B while pressing start...
Yes.
Or while pressing...
Talking about Super Mario Brothers
start 2? At the start screen. Note, Super Mario Brothers 1. If you died, you would restart at the level you died at instead of the very beginning of the game.
I see that.
That's pretty cool.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. Fuck. I guess I didn't have to cheat at that game because it was fucking easy.
Super Mario Brothers 1?
Yeah, you just had to find the warp gates and skip.
Oh, yeah.
But last Bowser's Castle was still hard as fucking balls.
Did you have to, like, find the correct pattern to, like, go
skip,
through?
Skip, like, straight to World 3 and then 3
I remember there was a swimming part of the castle.
High, low.
That was it.
I don't think I ever actually beat the first Super Mario Brothers.
I'm pretty sure I have.
Shameful.
I did.
Well,
good
there's
for you,
no
Francis.
Achievements
Thank
for those
you.
Games, so who's ever going to know?
Yeah, so it doesn't
Tell
matter
Tell everybody
now.
You did.
Yeah, I beat
Might
it.
As well.
Everybody beat it.
Did anybody else get the Game Genie for the first Nintendo?
My buddy had it.
I owned a Game Genie for every system. It had a Game Genie. I had a Game Genie for every system I owned.
Really? I had a Game Genie for regular Nintendo, and then I bought one for Sega, but none of my games could use it, so I fucking returned it.
What's the Xbox 360?
I got a confession to make. I was pretty terrible at video games when I was young.
That's
Game Genie. Game Genie the shit out of that stuff. And there was no multiplayer for anyone to see that I was terrible at it. I just Game Genie.
There was no achievements they could take away.
No. My little sister could button mash beat me in Street Fighter 2, and I would never tell any of you motherfuckers that. I'd just be like, yeah, I'm good at Street Fighter 2. Combos.
Some games.
M. Bison was a douche.
Some of those games, dude. Tiger Heli? Did anybody play Tiger Heli? That helicopter game?
Yeah.
That game was fucking infinite. I got a Game Genie code. I rented that. Had a Game Genie. I was like, tonight I'm going to fucking beat it. It was a Friday night. I was fucking 10. I had nothing else to do. No, just infinite levels.
That's upsetting.
It was
Tiger
like,
Heli never
it was
ended?
Never ended. It was like 12 or 13 levels and they just fucking repeated.
What?
Yeah,
Not even a little blurb say, hey, congratulations.
Nothing.
Now do it again.
No. No, you're not the savior of the universe.
That was a quarter eater, is what that was.
It was
in a time when quarter eaters existed.
I did beat that Godzilla versus the Universe game for the Nintendo with the Game Genie, and it took me like 3.5 hours. I beat Rampage too with the Game Genie.
Game Genie was the shit.
Did I ever own a Game Genie?
They were the shit. The NES Game Genie was the best Game Genie, but the Super Nintendo one.
I can't remember if I bought a Game Genie.
You said genie really strange.
Game
right?
genie.
I don't know.
It wasn't that he said game genie strange. He said game genie.
I can't remember.
I don't know if I had a game genie.
I can't remember.
You mentioned Street Fighter, so let's move on to Super Nintendo.
Yes.
I did not own a Super Nintendo, so I did not grow up with it. So you guys.
You're a jackass.
Possibly. But I'm going to have to rely. I am, because I didn't own a Super Nintendo. So
I can't believe. Do you own one now?
It's embarrassing.
Yes, I own one now.
Embarrassing.
But the only code I have here is the Street Fighter 2 code that let you play as the exact same character as your competitor. So you could play like Guile versus Guile.
Isn't that just picking the same character?
You couldn't do that in Street Fighter 2. Yeah. The original Street Fighter 2.
What did you have to push? Like down and some stupid shit?
I didn't write down what the code was, but that was the only code that I did any sort of research on. But anyone else remember any code for Super Nintendo?
Francis?
Nope.
He's shaking his head, and he's bored.
Well,
I'm sorry.
There was a bunch of codes for Earthworm Jim, but that was Sega and Super Nintendo.
Yeah, well, that reminds me, like, Super Nintendo and
Sega!
Which we'll get to in a second. This was, like, the introduction of the password. With the introduction of the password, aside from Mega Man, was, like, a whole new era in
cheats. Donkey Kong Country had a bunch of cheat codes.
Yeah, wasn't Barrel?
Did it?
B-A-R-A-L.
Yeah, Barrel was, like, for, like, a lot of lives.
Where would you put in this code?
The well-known codes, though.
It was like a password screen? I don't remember that.
I think so.
Yeah,
you know when
you turn on Donkey Kong Country and like you see the Grandpa Kong like winding that music box?
You have to describe what you're doing.
Yeah,
he was winding the music box. Yeah. You put some codes there. There was a code for... there was a Bad Buddy code, which was B-A-down-down-Y. And that would... Like, when you play two-player, you would have to get tagged in to start playing. But in Bad Buddy code mode, the second player could just push a button and like, tag in whatever you wanted to.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah, Bad Buddy code. There was also 50 lives code, level warps, infinite lives.
Does anybody remember any other Super Nintendo codes? There had to have been more. I remember a shitload of Genesis.
I don't remember any like, particularly memorable codes for SNES.
Was there any for Link to the Past?
I don't think so.
I couldn't tell you. I didn't know one. Not Super Nintendo. That
he's not the authority on Super Nintendo.
No, sorry.
Yeah. Super Nintendo.
I think Blockbuster was the ultimate cheat code because you just rent somebody else's game and continue on their progress.
Exactly.
That's how I beat Super Metroid.
When you rented games from Blockbuster, you deleted the save files and then started over.
No, I just started on the.
Yeah, that's when you rented it. But if you were the guy that was like, you know, just want to beat this game.
Yes. That's how you want to beat games.
You're 12, it's late, you're drunk on Fun Dip. Fuck, I've never beat Link to the Past.
No one's going to know. No achievements, no DRM, no DLC.
What is DRM?
No online check-in.
Derm.
Hey, listen, if they went with the online check-in, we'll talk about that
we'll
later.
Get to that's a different podcast.
We're not talking about that.
All right, Mortal Kombat. Let's move on to Mortal Kombat. Anybody remember the blood code for Sega Genesis?
Abacadabra.
Wasn't Abacadabra? Well,
I thought they allowed blood on Sega, and not on Super Nintendo. Like
they allowed it on Sega, not on Super Nintendo. It was sweat.
No,
it was
you had
sweat.
To do it on Sega, too.
Well, you could put ABACABB, and that would turn the sweat into blood on the Sega Genesis. The Super Nintendo, it was always sweat, no matter what you did.
On Sega, like, if you didn't do the blood code, the fatalities would be completely different. Not different, but there would be nothing there.
Well, it would be sweat instead of blood.
It was annoying.
And down, up, left, A, right, down. That was the debug menu where you could just essentially do anything in the game. But those were all, that was all Mortal Kombat 1. Mortal Kombat 2, like, had the insane amount. Those weren't really cheat codes, though.
Mortal Kombat 2 had, like, debug menus, like, everything.
Mortal Kombat 2, you would kill somebody with a fatality and three arms would be laying on the screen.
Well, there was fatalities.
That's awesome.
Babalities.
Mortal Kombat 3, like, four rib cages would be on the screen after somebody blew up. Like,
and, like,
where did all these rib cages
like,
come
I know.
Rib cages would just explode out of people.
I know we're not going to bring this up till later, but, like, Mortal Kombat's, like, the perfect.
Mortal Kombat was rife with codes.
The perfect, like, segue into, like, microtransactions, because Mortal Kombat had, like, the secret characters where you'd find them secretly, and, like, you'd get them for free, obviously, and the skin swaps, or whatever you want to call them.
Palette swaps.
Like, you could change your character's costumes, but not.
Yeah, because
Mortal Kombat 2 came out today.
Well, Reptile was a hidden character in the first one. You could fight him in the pit.
Yeah.
Like, in the very bottom of the pit.
Smoke, Noob, Cyborg.
Noob, save it, yeah.
Everybody was hidden in Mortal Kombat.
Anyone else have any codes they specifically remember from Sega Genesis? The only other one I have memorized is the Echo the Dolphin debug code, which
Who played
was
Echo the Dolphin.
I did.
You played that?
I never beat it though. It was fucking retardedly hard.
That was a big game back then.
I know it was big, but it was terrible. It
was a really good game, but it was so hard.
I didn't have a Sega.
You were playing as a dolphin.
I know, and that was cool. It's cool, man.
It looked Aladdin that game for Genesis.
The game, both those
Aladdin
games
was
good
a really
for
good
time.
Game for Genesis.
Yeah, I do have Aladdin on here.
I don't want to say that out loud, but I'll say it right.
Wait, no, hold on.
Did
before
you say
we,
it out loud?
Aladdin
for Genesis, spectacular game.
Aladdin was
Disney
a fan.
Games were the shit.
I heard Aladdin.
Hold on,
game
before
as well.
Before we leave Echo, I agree. I want to go down this Aladdin tangent because Aladdin was fucking amazing. But the Echo code was you turn right, hit pause, and it was like right BCBC down C up, and that was a debug code, and you could play like anything. You could play, like, the menu screen. You could play the beginning, like, loading menu where you'd, like, just swim and they would end and nothing would happen. But let's move on to Aladdin. Do you remember the Aladdin codes?
No.
No?
I didn't need codes. I was fucking good at that game.
Though there was a level skip code I remember I used to use. Like, if it just got hard, you could just
I was good at that shit.
Put it in really
codes.
Quick. But, that was, Aladdin for the Sega Genesis was way better than Aladdin for the Super Nintendo. Because
agreed.
The Super Nintendo one, you did not have a sword. And but the Super Nintendo one did have password saves, and the Genesis one did not. But aside from that, it looked way better on the Genesis. But anyways, NBA Jam.
Yes. The Jam!
Yes.
ARK.
Who was that?
Bill Clinton.
Any remember any other ones?
Come on, man.
No.
There was Al Gore. There was Warren Moon.
There was the Beastie Boys, guys.
You can play as anyone.
In the first one?
I don't know if it was this. You asked me specifics.
You brought it up.
I just brought it up just to throw it out there. Zinger.
There was P-Funk. George Clinton. You could play as George Clinton.
Yeah.
There was Always on Fire Mode. There was.
What was there? You could do whatever you wanted in that game.
Yes. That game was fantastic. That was the Mortal Kombat 2 of basketball.
Yes. It was.
Anybody else remember any other Sega Genesis codes? There was a Sonic debug code that allowed you to play as any object in the game.
What?
You could race as like a coin box. Like you could play as any single object in the game. It was essentially a debug menu, and you could have access to the guts of the game. You could do whatever you wanted.
The first Sonic?
I think it was the first
What's
Sonic.
What's the code?
I don't know. I didn't write that down.
Play as a ring.
Yeah.
You could play as like any object in the game. Jurassic Park. You guys remember the Jurassic Park debug code?
No.
It was NYUK, NYUK.
NYUK?
Yeah, it was nyuk nyuk. And you could play, remember you could play as Grant and the Raptor? You could play as Grant in the Raptor levels, or you could play as the Raptor in the Grant levels.
Really?
So you could like walk around and just shoot guards as Grant. Just like shoot guards in the face with rockets. It was awesome.
Oh, man. Good times.
Any other Sega Genesis codes you guys remember?
I remember beating games on Genesis just because I beat them.
Yeah, because we were fucking good at games back then.
Thank you.
We had balls.
Except for Joe.
No, by the 16-bit era, I was.
Remember when
well.
We? Remember when we?
I was well endowed.
So your disgrace was only Nintendo.
Yeah.
Remember when we schooled that Aerosmith game?
Yeah. Revolution X.
Yeah.
Recently.
you'd shoot CDs out of your gun.
Yeah.
Because the CDs
were special, awesome. Weren't they? The
yeah,
CDs were
you got
a special
explosive
attack.
They were the rockets out
so
of the
good.
Bottom.
We were shooting.
Yeah. It was because the man hated music.
Like when we were younger, one day we just sat down and beat the shit out of that game.
And you played that on a Sega Genesis?
Of course.
Where you just had to move the controller around with the D-pad?
Yeah.
I only played it in the arcade where you had like the big like machine guns.
Straight up Sega controllers, dude.
I never beat that with a Sega. I had Lethal Enforcers 2 Gunfighters where you had to move the target reticle around with the Sega Genesis controller. Any other Sega Genesis codes before we go to break?
They aren't memorable.
Really? I remember a ton. Evander Holyfield's Real Deal Boxing.
Beast! Who played that? Who played that?
I did.
Roger and I.
All day.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Audio fist bump.
Boom.
Real Deal
Beast,
Boxing.
Beast, the green guy, you'd fuck everyone up
no,
with him.
No, if anyone was the man back then, it was Mike Tyson. I accepted no apologies.
That was before.
I don't care when he was in prison. He was in prison then. He was in prison when Evander Holyfield's Real Deal
yeah,
Boxing.
Yeah, and Evander Holyfield made a really good game
that
while he was
in prison.
Was a good
And then he
game.
Came out and Mike Tyson bit his fucking ear off.
Yeah, because his game was so good.
Yeah,
that's why
Mike
he cut
Tyson
it.
Bit his ear. Because he didn't have Beast in his game. He had fucking King Hippo.
Yeah, if you named your guy the Beast, you were green, and you had all your stats were max, and you could just
awesome.
Beat the fuck out
of
anybody.
Awesome. I remember Evander Holyfield.
I used to play it as the Beast, and I'd play all the way to top, and I would beat Evander Holyfield, and then I would fight him over and over again until he was out of the top 30.
Awesome.
Like I would just beat him until he was bloody.
Awesome.
It was fantastic.
Awesome game. Awesome game.
I never played it.
It's a pretty obscure game. I was really surprised Roger heard of it, too.
No, it's not obscure. Evander Holyfield's Real Deal Boxing. That was, like, one of the biggest Sega Genesis games.
Dude, I played...
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was. Dude. How many other boxing games were on
Greatest that? Heavyweights was way more popular for
really?
Sega Genesis. Yeah, Greatest Heavyweights.
I would
people still
home.
Play it?
The only people who still play Real Deal Boxing are Roger and I. That's it.
Dude, well, that's two more than play fucking Greatest Hits Boxing, whatever
On Summers,
about.
I would wake up...
heard of that shit.
Greatest Heavyweights.
Put in the Beast Mode code... And just play Evander Holyfield boxing all day. Just fucking dudes up with the green dude.
It was fun because the punches were the D-pad. Like, you'd hold, like, B, and that would be uppercut, and you could do left and right uppercut.
It was awesome.
Either way, before we go on a tangent for Evander Holyfield, we should probably go to break.
I miss your ear.
Break it.
Headbutt in the second round, which opened the gash on your eye. Tell us about that first, please.
He butted me in the first round, but then he butted me again in the second round. Then as soon as he butted me, I watched him. He had me holding, and he looked right at me, and I saw him, and he was going for it, and he kept going for it, and he butted me again. He kept going down and coming up, and he charged into me. And no one warned him. No one took any points for him. What am I to do? This is my career. I can't continue getting butted like that. I got children to raise, and this guy keeps butting me, trying to cut me and get me stopped on cut. I got to retaliate.
Now, immediately, you stop. You stop fighting immediately right there, and you turn to Mills Lane, and you said what? And the result was he did nothing. But what did you say to Mills right at that time?
I don't remember what I said. I told him that he butted me. But I know I complained about being butted. And we complained about the first fight. Listen, Holyfield's not the tough warrior everyone says he is. He got little nicks on it there, and he quit. I got an eye. I got one eye. I got one eye. He's not impaired. He got ears. I got one eye. Big deal. If he takes one, I got another one. I'm ready to fight. He didn't want to fight. I'm ready to fight him right now.
Mills Lane, though. Mills Lane stopped the fight. It wasn't Holyfield who stopped.
Oh, he didn't want to fight.
Let me ask.
We don't know what Mills did. Okay. Don't put nothing on Mills.
Okay. Well, Mills said he stopped the fight. You bit him. Was that a retaliation for the eye when you bit him in his ear?
Regardless of what I did, he butted me for two fights.
But you got to address it, Mike.
I did address it. I addressed it in the ring.
Why did you do that, though, Mike? I mean, was
look
that the proper
me.
Response?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I got to go home and my kids are going to be scared of me. Look at me, man.
What are you going to do now in terms of your career, Mike? Will you continue?
Balls hang low, do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you put them on your soldier like a continental soldier? Do your
can
balls
you put them on your
hang low?
No, what? He got that all right. Shoulder. I give you the achievement for that.
Yeah, I thought he said soldier like a continental soldier.
No, throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier.
Okay.
Good
work.
Good job with that.
Thank you.
Well, anyways, we're back and Susie's falling asleep, so we got to hurry this up. We'll speed through
N64. That green shirt off.
N64 also I didn't grow up with. Do you guys remember any N64 codes?
Just GoldenEye.
I don't yeah. Think. Was there Turok codes? There had to have been Turok
yes.
codes.
Like weapons.
There Turok must codes were like just like Doom codes.
Levels, yeah.
The only ones I have written down here are the GoldenEye code, the paintball mode.
Paintball mode was god-awful.
Which was totally pointless. Yeah. It was completely pointless, but well, every round you shot marked the wall so you could fucking ride all over
so
the wall and shit.
Well, deep into a match, the guy would be covered in all sorts of different colors. So.
And he'd go, Well, you shot him.
That Clay was Fighter 63 and 1/3 had a lot of cheat codes.
What was it?
What were they, though?
Oh, Clay Fighter.
Yeah, they had like a debug menu, like alternate skins for characters, level
wasn't there
selects,
a, was there
secret
a,
characters.
Was there a big head mode for
yep.
GoldenEye?
Yeah.
Yes, there was a bunch. Was,
I'm pretty
right.
sure there was a debug menu for GoldenEye as well.
Perfect Dark.
No, it wasn't
too.
Debug. It was just like you'd unlock by beating the levels in like, you know, the high 00 agent mode. You'd unlock a whole bunch of weird shit like what Francis is doing right now.
Debug menus are huge.
All right, well, before...
Huge!
This will be before we segue into the PC. True or false, Susie, the Tomb Raider nude code, did that exist?
That was a, I thought that
true.
Was a PC-only thing.
Listen.
The Tomb Raider like nude the Tomb Raider nude code.
No,
did
it didn't.
Did
yes.
it
I don't know
yes,
if it,
Francis.
I don't know if it existed no. or not, but so, I bought Tomb Raider 1 on computer... just to find out.
Hey, cool story, bro. All right.
I'm just letting you know. At the end of Tomb Raider 1,
no.
she was in a towel in
it
a hotel.
Not.
No?
No.
You are correct. The Tomb Raider nude code did not exist, but there are mods,
yeah.
thank God. So,
everybody
so
knows that.
We can see those triangular boobs, the very sharp, pointy boobs. But yeah, the nude code never really existed, but the developers released like a rumor, I think it was in GamePro. And they said this is the nude code that, you know, everybody's been searching for. And all the code did, if you've managed to type it in, is really long, was make Lara explode. Like, she exploded. Like, arms and legs went everywhere. Just
that's even
blood
hotter.
Everywhere.
If I made games, I would say my characters get nude with this code just people buy it.
I wish people
it's
would
marketing,
get nude in a nude
marketing
player.
101.
It's
Lara
very,
Croft is nude if you
not,
put in this code.
Or
it's not
play
honest.
Saints Row.
Or you could play Metro and Last what? Light and just pay... 5 military-grade bullets per striptease. Finest digital titties I've ever seen in my life.
You can play...
Shut up and take my money!
Duke Nukem Forever.
The Metro Last Light striptease section is...
Were there boobies in Duke Nukem Forever?
Yeah, it was like...
Were there pasties dance. On the
no,
Metro nipples?
No, these were like... The nipple quality... I mean, we're talking about playing on Skynet here. The nipple quality... Like, you could see the bumps in the nipples. Like, the ridges of the bumps in the nipples were there. It was,
wow. That's impressive.
It was good, Francis.
It was like a cold strip club.
Like Heavy Rain,
yeah.
good?
Better than. Well, Heavy Rain had the water going on, the butt cheeks and everything. The Metro Last Light, the striptease section of Metro Last Light, on the highest settings, it's pretty realistic.
If you couldn't tell, we're a fan of nudity here on 8-Bit Pro.
You got to make a note of it. You don't even have to be a fan of it. When you see it, you got to make a note.
Just right.
Make a note.
It.
That'll be a keyword search next time I'm alone in front of my computer.
Make a note. There's boobies. All right,
and before we jump to PC, Grand Theft Auto. Anybody remember those Grand Theft Auto
of
codes?
Of course. I don't remember them exactly, but I remember what they did.
There was one, it was either for 3 or Vice City, where it turned the entire city. It gave every single NPC a random weapon, and they all were trying to kill you. Or each other. So it was just like this insane riot going on in the city.
I don't remember that.
Oh, so good. I used to just...
I don't either.
I would try to go from one end of the city to the other, and that's, like, all I would do.
It was probably Vice City, because that was my favorite GTA.
I think it was Vice City, because there were helicopters in that one. So, all right, let's move on to PC before Susie falls asleep. He looks tired.
Francis, give us some PC knowledge.
Susie, does...
Brood in Holland.
Could you tell me what the god mode was for Doom?
IDDQD, if I remember properly.
It was.
Let me look it up.
You're correct.
Oh, thank you.
What is what about no clipping?
Well, I have ID clip, obviously.
ID clips.
Obviously.
put up. I had it. There's a bunch of other ones. IDKFA gave all weapons and ammo.
That's what IDKFA was. Yeah. I have that written down here.
Yeah. There's a lot of other good ones in there too. Like you can pick your own level, do stuff like that.
And do you remember? Do you remember the very last fight? I think it was Doom 2 or 1, where you're fighting that wall. And if you clipped into the wall.
Doom 2. Yeah, you faced like was it John Carmack?
John Romero.
John Romero.
Yeah.
His face would be, you had to shoot his face with rockets.
Yeah, it was like.
His head was on a stake.
It was John Romero's head on a stake, yeah. And he was the hit point for that wall. So you had to like shoot a rocket down, I think it was into the demon's forehead or something like that.
It was pretty tricky because the thing would pop out of the ground and you have to shoot straight and it was spawning.
Put it in your mouth. So.
Which was, I think it was more of an Easter egg than anything, John Romero's head. But
he looks like a nipple.
Doom was a good game.
It's a nipple getting cold.
All right, hold on. Let's explain what Joe's talking about.
I'm open to Heineken.
Frothy.
And the small amount of that's coming out of the top looks like a large woman's nipple.
It's not spilling over the side. You did a good job.
Ooh, delicious.
The only other PC one I have here is the SimCity 2000 codes, where you could just I would play the game just to like destroy the whole city. I think it was Mrs. O'Leary's cow. You would start like a giant fire in the middle of the city.
Didn't all PC games have like? Just you can just get into the game and do whatever you want.
Well, you had a keyboard at your
disposal. You could hit enter and comment like send a message or whatever.
Yeah, there's a command console in most games. You tilde and it brings down and you can enter shit. It's
but like smart people could just deconstruct a game and be like, I want it to be like this now.
Well, yeah,
that's called a mod.
Yeah,
it's a toolkit. You get like Skyrim, the kid.
Oh, so the developers release a toolkit.
Yeah, you can make your own shit.
Well, that was kind of the eventual evolution of the cheat code, mods kind of made cheat codes. Yeah,
you hear about that kid that like spent like a gazillion hours making a Skyrim mod?
What an asshole!
Yeah,
there are lots of Skyrim mods.
Well, he like
the Macho Man Skyrim mod.
Oh yeah!
Let's not go down that tangent. We can talk about that for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Twin powers!
It is a good one, and I recommend any listener who has not seen the Skyrim Macho Man mod to go check that out. Or check out one of our past episodes. Our PAX episode, we talk about that.
Best.
It's fucking hilarious. But any other...
That you hear him coming in the distance.
Yeah, the best is the intro to the game.
Yeah!
There's two other games I played a lot when I was a kid. It was Dark Forces and Warcraft 2. And,
Dark Forces.
Dark Forces, mostly coached out of L.A. for LucasArts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, L.A. I Am Lame. For I'm lame. For invincibility.
I love those codes.
You put LA.
Survived on those codes.
Yeah, you put like the level name in there. So if you want to go to level 3, it's LA or level 4, LA test base. And Warcraft 2, this stuff like Make It So. You can instant production and on screen shows the whole map. And
wasn't there like
this
a?
This is all like you just enter the code like command line or whatever it was.
Wasn't there like a Blizzard standard, almost like Konami code? Something about a cow was like.
A cow level in Diablo.
Well,
there's cow level in Diablo?
Diablo 2, I think, had a cow level.
Just cows?
Well, you have to go get all the things, put them in the Haradrim Cube, and then you have to make something and open a portal, and you go to the cow level.
With
and
cows.
Sweet loot. Yeah, there's cows. They stand on two legs, and they attack you. There's a cow king.
There's two-legged cows?
No, they have four legs.
Yeah?
But they stand on two legs, and they try to kill you.
Why? Get with the story. I only use two PC codes for StarCraft.
Yeah? What were they?
Power Overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
For the god mode.
Yeah.
And
put the two
the Black Sheep Wall one. That would get rid of all the fog of war.
Yes, yes.
We're closing our... Unless anyone remembers any other cheat codes we want to speak of before we close today's topic.
The cheat codes were awesome.
Yeah, DLC.
Okay, well, that was what I was going to go to, is why have cheat codes... Cheat codes.
Because of games like COD.
The cheat codes have gone away.
Is that cheat codes?
Why do we think the cheat codes have gone away?
Money. Well, it's, I mean,
right, elaborate. Money. Elaborate on money.
Well, I'm the $1 million man.
You're
Ted
not.
DiBiase, explain. Yes.
You're not making
He's
any
dead.
Sense.
I think.
He died? Don't spread rumors you don't know. You don't even know what you're talking about.
He's dead. Confirm his death.
You can't just come on and say Ted DiBiase is dead. Six people listen to this, they're like, Teddy, hello? Oh my God.
Completely unconfirmed.
I know his son's in WWE right now.
Yeah.
Anyways,
video games.
Let me elaborate on the money. Like, why give people cheat codes now when you can make them pay for what cheat codes gave you?
Yeah, exactly. Do you think DLC is destroyed?
Yeah, like, why give secret characters when like you can make them pay to play as a reptile?
Electronic Arts has successfully manipulated the cheat code into a monetary, like, gain structure.
Yeah, gems.
And it makes sense too because you know
microtransactions.
It makes sense too because you know the people who cared enough to go get the cheat codes.
probably will pay for the fucking...
Not true. I used to scour for cheat codes, and yeah. I'm a microtransaction manifesto that you can read on bigogames.com. I am against microtransactions.
Hate them.
Well, advantageous microtransactions, I am completely against.
I'm not a fan of you using Temple Run as an example of that.
Oh, fuck off.
No.
Fuck off.
Temple Run's a legitimate
that for a
game.
Second.
Just because you enjoy that game.
Let's talk about it for a second.
Okay, just because you enjoy that game doesn't mean you need to jump in its camp and defend it at every single fucking move.
It's a legitimate game.
It is. It's a fine game.
It is a great game.
But you know what I don't need? More fucking gems.
You don't have to buy them.
You don't have
to
buy them.
You earn those shits.
Did you earn
those shits.
Did you read my article?
You earn them.
Okay, but
I did read your article.
Okay,
yes.
And I addressed the fact that you don't need to use them. I agree. No
earn
one said,
your gems, motherfucker.
No one said you needed to.
They have weekly challenges for you to earn them.
Really? Okay. Moving on up, just like Halo.
Congratulations.
Thank just you. Like Halo.
I haven't played that game in a while.
But either
ever
way,
since I got 20,000+ points in it.
I think achievements.
20,000?
Do we really need cheat codes? Aren't games easy enough as it is?
Sure.
That's
million.
True, too.
So.
Sure.
You mean 20 million?
Oh, yeah. I meant 20 million.
Well,
20 wow. plus million.
All right. Let's take a moment to all be impressed by Roger's fucking score.
He likes free phone games. Awesome.
And there you go. Okay.
Free phone games.
Susie and I were having an adult discussion over
see how you're doing Planet Side 2.
About how he thinks video games are easy enough now, and that's why we don't need cheat codes.
Video games are easy enough.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Do you want to add on to that?
Video games are built to succeed.
God mode has been replaced by regenerated in health.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true, too. I completely agree with that.
Video games are built for you to succeed so you continue the story and buy more DLC and microtransactions. If it's too hard, you won't play it anymore.
Because video games,
Dark Souls?
I'd say there are those few. I'm glad you pointed that out. There are a couple of games that are still hard as dick. Like Dark Souls.
Not all
and
dick is hard.
Mine is right now.
Mine's pretty flaccid right now.
Yeah, mine's flaccid as shit.
But Dark Souls and Super Meat Boy and Spelunky, there's a few games that are still.
What?
Spelunky, it's an XBLA game. It came out last summer.
Okay. Thought we were talking about.
Oh, he doesn't know about it, so it's shitty.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say
it. I've never heard of it, so it's stupid.
No, but you acted like a jackass because you hadn't heard of it.
No, Spelunky.
Okay.
Spelunky
did. Okay.
Spelunky sounds very cummy. That's
Spunky.
All. That's all.
Spunky?
That's all. That's why I said that.
It's a really good game, but it's just so fucking super hard.
Then I'm never going to play it.
No, you're not. And you don't buy video games
that's
anymore
correct.
Anyway. So I think that and the fact that achievements exist, and if you cheat, you can't get an achievement now. They lock you out of achievements if you cheat.
Wait, are there cheat codes still?
Yeah, there's plenty of cheat codes.
Really?
Now. But if you use them, you can't. They lock you out of achievements, and you can't get those, which is enough reason for me to not use cheat codes because I'm an achievement whore. And I need them to validate.
Who has more
video
achievements,
games.
You or Joe?
I think Joe does. He's played more games than I have.
I definitely do, but I'm obviously going to lose those because I'm not renewing my Xbox subscription.
You're going to get an X-Bone.
No, I'm not getting an X-Bone.
Listen.
I'm good till February of next year, and after that, they're going to be like, hi, you want to renew your... No, get the fuck away from me.
Listen, you're getting an X-Bone.
You're not even going to renew it for your 360? You're not going to keep playing your 360?
No.
He's getting an X-Bone.
I don't need 360 to play games online. I'm not going to play any games
online.
You're
going to get an X-Bone.
Maybe I'll renew like a silver status for free, whatever the free one is.
Dude, you're getting an X-Bone.
I'm not. I'm not going to play anything online.
Just like Susie's getting an X-Bone, just like he's getting an X-Bone.
I have a feeling...
I'm going to buy an X-Bone controller so I can have that for my PC, and then I'm going to buy a PS4.
I have a feeling that this January, you and I will play Titanfall together at one point.
We're not getting an X-Bone. Unless
all
I get one for
all
free
all of you
for
are getting
Christmas.
Both systems, and that's the end of it.
Unless I get one for Christmas, I'm not getting it. I'm getting a PS4.
I'll buy you an
it.
X-Bone for Christmas, then.
Then I'll that's have one, but it's the only way I'm going to get one.
That's
not
a hell
one.
Of a Christmas present.
That is.
All right, listen, we're back. Roger, stop playing with yourself.
Sorry.
I know it's hot.
It's waffles, by the way.
Okay.
Can't be said enough.
Is Roger. And, all right, so now we're going to move on to the FAP segment.
Yes.
Bago Games is the first time. Afraid to step into the light. They're afraid.
All right, FAP segment. You grew up in the 90s. Get it? Masturbation, Baywatch. All right, FAP segment.
I never did.
Roger, what does a FAP segment stand for?
Full anal. Audience participation.
Full anal prolapse.
That's something else. Tulip, for short.
What the hell's a prolapse?
It's when you get fucked in the ass so hard that the asshole turns inside out.
Oh, like a trunk? Like truncated rectums?
Yes, exactly.
That's disgusting.
You've never seen that? The tulip?
I'd rather not.
It's beautiful.
Wait,
beautiful.
No. Wait, you've really seen it?
Yeah, pictures online? Of course I have.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Well, we're supposed to do something with a hiccup, weren't we?
Wait, what?
Weren't we supposed to do something
with
a hiccup?
Oh, yeah, what was it if someone
hiccuped? Oh, drink it off, pussy.
Drink it off, pussy.
That's what we do. If someone has hiccups, you have to drink it off, pussy.
Drink it off, pussy.
Roger's drink, or Joe's drinking it off right now.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
All right. Drink it off, pussy.
Epic.
Don't shut that off.
You chose
yes.
wisely.
Good job.
Kalima.